Welcome to the TB3 podcast. I am your host, Tommy Sebastian Basile III, also known as Tamino T Slice, snowboarder 180 at AOL.com. For you aim lovers out there, if you still got it, you know what I'm saying? Just kidding. Anyways, I just thought I'd start a podcast. Yeah, podcast. Woo, it's the thing right now. You know, but I listen to a lot of podcasts because I work a pretty boring job where I'm in my mind all day. So, you know, sometimes I got to switch it up from music and play a podcast. So, you know, I'm a pretty interesting guy. Thought I'd start one. This podcast is basically just going to be me rambling about nonsense or, you know, current events like the World Cup today. Fucking Ronaldo. Fucking guy. Broke my heart today. Viva la España. Fucking guy, dude. He's good. I'm not Portuguese. And I'm not a Real Madrid fan. So I fucking hate him. But he's fucking good. And it pisses me off. But, you know, kudos to him. But, you know, that was a great game. Great to have that for the World Cup. You know, we need some good games like that. You know, get people here in America interested. You know, about, 12 years ago, I hated soccer. And now I'd fucking rather watch it than the NBA or baseball. It just grew on me. I just love it way more, especially the European game. I don't really watch MLS. I mean, the quality's not good for me. You spend a lot of your time watching Barcelona and that generation of players. It's hard to fucking switch over to the MLS where they just kick the ball back and forth, you know? But yeah, back to the podcast. It's going to be me rambling, kind of like I just went on a fucking tangent right there about soccer. Sometimes I'll have guests, you know, just talking about their life. You know, I'm not going to have celebrities. I'm not a celebrity. I just want to know everyone's story and how they got to where they are in their life today. You know, it's hard. You lose touch with people in life, and hopefully I can get a lot of people I've lost touch with to hop on the podcast, tell me their story. That'd be awesome. Anyways, that's pretty much all I got for the opener. I'm from Manteca, California, born and raised here. Left for 2 years shortly. Went to Chico State. Party too hard, had to come home. You know it is what it is up there. But yeah, great time, but I had to come home. So beside those two brief years, I've lived here in Manteca, where I just bought a house back in February with my lovely fiance Heather Lynn Watts. And we have a son who's almost two now, Maverick Santino Basile. And that little kid keeps me on my toes. He is a firecracker. He is something else. I love him to death. But that's a little background story for me, where I'm at right now. I am almost a third-year apprentice in the Heating and Frost Local 16 insulators union. My dad did it his whole life. My brother does it. My cousin does it. You know, it's a good career. And you can make a lot of money. And the way wage rates are going, the way the economy's booming, there's a lot of money to be made in this trade. And, you know, so far it's given me a lot. And I'm only a barely, not even a third year yet. I just bought a house. I have my truck of my dreams. You know, fiance, a kid. I couldn't be happier. You know, 29, almost 30 in September, and it's this career. I started this career in October 2014 or 15, yeah, and then literally a month later, I met my fiance, and then she told me she was pregnant, and we moved in together in August, and we had our kid in September, and almost 2 years later, I fucking couldn't be happier. And yeah, that's my background for what I'm doing right now. The hardest part about being a father is trying to keep yourself healthy. Like, that's the biggest challenge for me. Ooh, my brakes are crumbling. Yeah, I'm driving right now. A lot of traffic in my life. When you work construction and you live in the valley, Central Valley, not the Bay Area. The Bay Area is where all the work is, where the big money's made. So we gotta drive out there a lot. But, yeah, this episode's gonna be pretty short because I gotta go to the Home Depot and do some gardening stuff, you know? Dad stuff. Pretty nice little Friday. Gonna go to the Home Depot. It's a little Frank the Tank for you. God, he's classic. Well, yeah, traffic sucks. It's part of the gig. But when you see your paycheck, you forget all about it. That's for damn sure. Yeah, since I had my kid, I've noticed I've become a lot less ballsy. You know, I don't drive like a psycho anymore, and I don't try to do stupid stuff on a snowboard or jump off cliffs. Also, this lady next to me just gave me the stink eye. You know, and there's a lot of heights involved in my job, and lately I've been getting weird vertigo, and hopefully that will go away with time, which it's already kind of starting to. But I think that has to do with my fear of dying ever since I became a father. Like, that's, I used to not give a rat's ass. I lived my life to the fullest, but now, you know, somebody counts on me and he needs me, so I gotta take it slow. One day at a time. Still have fun. Still be the person I am. Just gotta be a little more cautious. You know, because he depends on me. He needs me. And I need him, because I love that little guy. And he just means the world to me. So if anything were to happen to me, you know, luckily I have life insurance, you know, to keep him and Heather in the house we're in. But yeah, construction's dangerous. You gotta be careful. That's all. A lot of my family lives in Manteca. A lot of my cousins and my mom's sisters, my grandparents on my dad's side. You know, it's a good little town. It's obviously growing. More people are moving out here from the Bay Area, which I wish they would stop, go back. We don't need more people in the morning causing my traffic headache. But there's nothing I can do about that. It's nice to see the town grow from the little farm town it was to what it's becoming. This is my home, and a lot of people talk shit on it growing up. You know, it's, oh, Manteca, it's boring, blah, blah. You know, this is home, though. It's got that homey feel, and it'll always be home to me. I love the country feel. It's country feel with, you know, you got your tweaks. Every city's got its tweaks. I've been everywhere in this goddamn state, and there's tweakers freaking everywhere. You're never gonna get away from tweakers, but, it's like my dad says, you build nice things, the tweakers come. You know, it's kind of true, but you got to help them too, you know. A lot of people go through different shit in life, go through tough times. I've hit rock bottom a couple times, not with drugs or anything like that, but just times where I felt down and like there was nothing I could do to get out of it. But, you know, you gotta keep positive, you gotta keep a smile on your face, and good things will come. That's what I've learned. You know, you get your heart broken, you lose a job, you can't find a job. You just gotta stay positive. You know, my whole life they said a college education was the way to go, and, you know, I'm not knocking it. You know, I love, college was fun, I'd still go back. Just don't have the time. College was fun for me, you know. Your whole life you're raised to go to school, and then go to college. And college isn't for everyone. For me, my problem was I just can't sit still. I can't fucking sit still. And then I don't want to fucking read and do the study. I when I'm not in class or I'm not at work, I want to do what I want to do. You know, Maverick obviously changed that. But, you know, and now me and Maverick do what we want to do. But he's in charge because it's Maverick's world. We're all just living it. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Back to the college thing. Maverick is a firecracker, you know. It's hard to just sit still with that kid, you know, as we're back to that. But, yeah, back to the college thing. You know, I went to Chico State for 2 years. You know, I had a blast. You know, I went to school. I got some good grades. I also got some very shitty grades. But just showing up to class isn't a good way to get a grade. You actually got to pass the test. And I am a horrible test taker. I don't know what it is. I just always been a horrible test taker. But, you know, stick with it. If you want to be, if your goal is to have a bachelor's degree or a master's degree or an associate's degree, just fucking stick with it, you know? Eventually, you'll get what you work for. It's all about effort. It's what I'm learning here in my young life. My 20s were definitely a lot of me partying, doing what I want, traveling. Went to China, cool fucking place. Went to Florida, went to Cabo a couple times. My favorite places that I've been to, I really like Mexico, it's really laid back, but that's a tourist town. I'm sure if I go anywhere else, it'd be a little hectic, but, you know, Mexico's a cool place, cool country. I'd definitely go back. I want to go back. Bachelor party. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, maybe, why not? But yeah, that's that. But, so I just got to the Home Depot. I'm going to cut this podcast short. And just look forward to more of these, a lot longer. And yeah, hopefully we'll have some guests. I'll try to get Heather on, my fiance. I think that'll be a kick-ass podcast. She's hilarious. You guys would love her. All right, this is the TB3 podcast, and I am out.